Gun rights advocates say you should be allowed to carry a handgun in places like parks, college campuses, and Starbucks. But this summer, in Cleveland, at the Republican National Convention, firearms will not be allowed. That apparent contradiction provoked Spokane-based blogger Jim Ryan to create an online petition asking the RNC to allow firearms at their convention. And so far, it's gotten more than 50,000 signatures. But it turns out Ryan is not a gun rights advocate. He's a gun control guy who made the petition as a joke to make a point about hypocrisy on the other side of the gun debate.
I was watching the 11th Republican debate. I was sitting on my couch. I was fresh out of clever or amusing things to say about what was going on in the Republican primary. And this little thought rang in my mind. This you know, it's pretty acrimonious over there. They're looking at an open convention. And I believe they were talking about guns. And I said, hey, you know, to myself, I said, well, you guys going to have guns at this thing? Because that seems like it would be in line with how you think about guns. That, you know, given the likely atmosphere there, you know, you might need some protection.
I've seen the Republican Party and the convention planners say, hey, the arena's policy is no guns, not up to us. Or, hey, the Secret Service says that it's no guns allowed, and so we defer. What's the best reason you've heard from Republicans as to why they're not allowing guns at the convention?
I don't know if I'd call it the best reason, but the most logical reason I've heard is that there are high-profile targets there. I find that utterly uncompelling. My kid is a high-profile target wherever we are. So I find it odd that they find Donald Trump's life more worthy of protection by the Secret Service than their own families, for example. There's going to be a lot of people in that room. There's going to be, I think, 50,000 people in Cleveland for this convention. The Secret Service is there to protect, I'm guessing, somewhere in the ballpark of 8, 9, or 10 of them. So what about the rest of them, especially if there is an air of hostility, if you know, Donald Trump, say, comes up short on the number of delegates he needs to secure the nomination? How's that going to play out, and how are people going to defend themselves against whatever may come?
You know, given the reaction to this petition, Jim, I'm still trying to figure out, what did you accomplish?
I think a hypocrisy has been exposed in a way that people weren't thinking about it before. Let me take that back. I think some people were thinking about it before, but not in this type of atmosphere. I think there is a fresh sense of, this is going to be chaos in Cleveland, and suddenly the idea of guns in that environment looks like a very bad idea. And yet, if we take Republicans at face value, there should be guns there.
I could imagine some gun rights advocates saying, hey, not every public space is the same. I don't want guns in this highly charged convention atmosphere or on airplanes. I'm not a hypocrite. I just am selective.
Well, I think then we have to have a discussion about how we draw that line. So is a soccer game where there's some dads who've been drinking some beer and getting pretty worked up about how their kids playing or how their kids are playing the other team? I mean, where do we draw that line? And as long as we can have a rational discussion about it, then that's fine. But right now there's, you know, what I was pointing to was a very firm line in the sand. Guns make us safer. More guns are better. You ban guns, only the bad guys will have guns. And we have to get over that line before we can have a rational discussion about when, where, what's appropriate.
On KUOW Seattle, you've been listening to Jim Ryan, a blogger who lives in Spokane, and he made a satirical online petition calling for firearms to be allowed at the Republican National Convention this summer, a petition that's gathered more than 53,000 signatures.